This is The Naked Scientist with Kat Arney and with me, Ben Valsler. And today we're talking about high altitudes and continental collisions. Soon we'll be joining Diana O'Carroll to find out if spiders are expert mathematicians and architects. But first, we go back to Laura Soul to find out if she made it all the way up to Everest Base Camp.
Yes, we did. Everybody in the group got all the way up there.
How did you feel when you got there?
Immediately when I got there, not that great, because it was very difficult to get up there on that day. It was a very long walk. We'd been walking all day by the time we reached base camp, so I was exhausted. I had a splitting headache, and I just wanted to lie down on the floor, really. But once you'd got over your initial exhaustion, you could stand there and look around you and sort of take in what you'd achieved and look at just what was around you, the view.
It's good to sit down. I have a massive headache, and so do most people. I felt a bit sick on the way up, but I'm okay now. Some people feel very sick. The view from here is absolutely amazing. You can see the Khumbu Icefall, which is really beautiful with these huge, big, jagged peaks of ice. It's been very hard work to get up here, but I'd say that it was definitely worth the climb.
Well, you do certainly sound exhausted, but that must be a day that will stick in your memory forever. But thinking back to the experiments you were doing on yourself, what was your heart rate and blood oxygen like that day?
Well, it had really dropped down then. I mean, my oxygen level was 79% of what it usually is, which is very low. And our heart rates were all sort of up above 100, above 110 in some cases.
And how long did you actually manage to stay there? How long did you stay at base camp?
I think we were probably there for about an hour and a half in total.
And it must have felt quite nice to start coming back down.
Yes, when we began descending, it was quite a relief.
We're back down at Namche Bazaar now, at 3,440 metres. My blood oxygen level is back up to 94%. The difference between how I felt on the way up here and how I feel now on the way down is absolutely huge because I've acclimatised to higher altitudes, so now it's easier to breathe here than it was on the way up. Everyone is just really full of energy, even though we walked in one day what took us 4 days on the way up.
Well, thinking back to what Andrew Murray was saying earlier and the experiments that you've done, one thing that we haven't talked about yet is the sense of smell. So what happened?
So yes, I definitely noticed that my sense of smell wasn't as good, particularly because I couldn't smell myself or any of my trekking companions, nor could I smell the many yaks that were there.
How do you go about measuring your sense of smell? Surely it can't be stand a certain distance from a yak.
No, unfortunately. Well, I used the University of Pennsylvania smell identification tests that we got from a company called Sensonics. So basically it's four little booklets and they're kind of a scratch and sniff type thing. So you go through with a pencil, scratch them off and you choose which thing you think it smells most like. And basically the more that you get right, the better your sense of smell is. I've got one here actually if you want to have a smell. Some of them are quite potent.
So this really is just a little scratch and sniff booklet. We have to scratch it with a pencil. I'm being told that this odour should smell like lilac, chilli, coconut or whiskey. So I'll give it a scratch. I actually find that quite hard to tell. It could be lilac or it could be coconut. What does that tell me? How do I use a scratch and sniff to tell me how good my sense of smell is?
Basically, you cross off the answer that you think it smells most like. With the tests, they give you a little booklet that tells you the actual answers, what it's actually supposed to smell like. So if you've got it right, then you get a point. And the more points you get, the better, really.
I assume they aren't all pleasant things like lilac and coconut.
And no, sadly, some of them are quite unpleasant. There's onion, there's motor oil, there's paint thinner. Yeah, it wasn't always a pleasant experience completing these halfway up a mountain.
All in the name of science, and we did find evidence to back up what Andrew Murray was saying, that your sense of smell appears to decrease with altitude.
Yep, definitely.
So it was obviously a fantastic experience. Did everybody else that you climbed with enjoy it as much as you did?
I think in the end, everybody probably did enjoy it as much as I did, but there was a very wide variety in the way that people responded to going up that high. To find out how some of the others had felt now that we were further back down after we'd been to base camp, I first of all spoke to Nikki Scott.
Feeling lots better. You can definitely tell that there's more oxygen, even though we're still over 2,500 metres above sea level.
Did you notice any difference in your sleeping pattern?
Generally, I sleep quite well, but yeah, definitely was up and down to the bathroom a little bit more. But apart from that, I was actually okay with the altitude.
Nikki actually got off very lightly, but not everyone was so lucky. I also spoke to Steph Shea.
Basically, the whole way up, I had a slight headache, and the higher up we got, the worse the headache got, to the point where, yeah, I couldn't function that well. Going to the bathroom, I needed to pee a lot more than usual. Another thing that I did find was when I was trying to sleep, I found it really hard to breathe. I had really heavy chest, tight chest. I think that was about it. I got sick, stomach sick, probably, yeah, brought on by altitude as well.
So a real variety of reactions, but I'm guessing that everybody was equally thrilled with the experience.
Yes, definitely. I think everyone certainly felt that it was worth it, and a few people raised a lot of money for charity as well. In fact, this sort of adventure makes people feel charitable, and I'd like to say thank you to Sensonics, who gave us the smell identification tests, PH Health, who gave me the urine alkalinity testing sticks, and also to Proact Medical, who lent me the pulse oximeter for my trip.
So it was quite a challenge, but all for a very good cause. That was Laura Soule, as well as fellow Everest climbers Nikki Scott and Steph Shea. They all managed to reach the giddy heights of base camp at 5,300 metres above sea level, even though they experienced some altitude sickness and Laura's blood oxygen levels dropped down to just 79% of normal.